Okay, we're going to now move into gastric and gastroesophageal cancer and then pancreatic cancer. And to start out, I wanted to ask Charlie if he could talk about his 71-year-old man. And maybe we can focus on the time that you first saw him and what his history was at that point. And before you talk about what happened to him, we can kind of go around and see what people would do at that point, either on or off study.
Sure. So when I saw him, he had presented, before I met him, with distal gastric adenocarcinoma that was HER2 negative. 71, very robust, actually was still working, and had essentially no comorbid disease. So I understand.
Where was his disease?
My recollection is that it was liver and peritoneal, but not a high volume of disease, but no question it was all measurable on CT. So he was really in quite good health at the time that he presented. And at 71 years, the oncologist chose to be as reasonably aggressive as possible, and so decided to give him FOLFOX, which he tolerated very well. He was on it for about 4 months. The first CAT scan had what he described as a minor response, but the next CAT scan showed some modest progression. And then heard that we were doing trials in esophagogastric adenocarcinoma, so he was referred to me. When I met him, he was still ECOG 0, was relatively asymptomatic from his disease, and was interested in potential clinical trials.
Did he have ascites?
He did not.
So both on and off study, Johanna, what would you be thinking about in this situation?
Right, so trials, and I'm sure Charlie's going to talk about his data that he presented at GI ASCO last year, thinking about anti-angiogenics in the second line. Very, very intriguing data. For patients who start off on fluorouracil and platinum agents, I think about taxane agents or irinotecan-based therapy, cisplatin irinotecan-based therapy in the second line setting.
Philip?
Yeah, I mean, a patient like this, I look at the patient and how he looks. In someone who is becoming more frail and in the older patient, my preferred regimen is to give a weekly taxane because I see that being well tolerated by the patients. The other alternative I have is an irinotecan-based regimen. And those patients who've had 5-FU in the front line, I just give them single-agent irinotecan in the second line or the third line in this patient if they start with the weekly taxane.
Can you talk about what happened?
Sure. Well, at the time, we offered him our current trial, which was a phase 3 study of ramucirumab versus placebo for patients who had failed frontline therapy. And he was interested in participating. He was double blind, still is, so to this date, I don't know what he got. But he received therapy for 6 months, had stable disease, essentially no toxicity, and only after 6 months did he have some degree of progression in his liver and developed a new peritoneal nodule. At that point, it was considered progression.
So I'm kind of curious, did he have any what seemed to be toxicity or side effects issues while he was on treatment?
Absolutely not. Now, if you look at the results of the study, it's sort of consistent with the fact that the trial itself and its final results demonstrated very little difference in toxicity between placebo and ramucirumab, which is why I, short of the fact that he was on it for 6 months, I can't possibly tell you for sure what he received.
Do you have any sense whether he benefited from treatment?
Well, his treatment interval on FOLFOX was only 4 months, and his treatment interval on ramucirumab or placebo was 6 months. So I think he benefited, that is, either the placebo or the ramucirumab helped. The bottom line is the trial indicates that the drug has benefit.